The time, Christmas Eve. The place, this room. We're making a last-minute check of our list to be sure we haven't forgotten anyone. We pause for a second and offer a prayer for our neighbors. We wish all of them a Merry Christmas. The children have hung their stockings and are being shooed off to bed. In the stillness of the room stands a young fir tree, the tree of the Christ child. The stillness changes our thoughts. We hear the tiny tree speaking.
All you kids make me sick. You're greedy and self-centered and think you can get away with anything.
Oh, poor little Jesus, this world's gonna break your heart. There'll be no place to lay your head, my Lord. Oh, poor little Jesus.
Suddenly we're on the air, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, and things are happening, and we're live on December 16th now, 2005. If you can believe that kind of action, it's going to be that kind of action now for the next hour here on WBCQ, shortwave radio, man. Or maybe you're digging on the internet stream, who knows. Maybe you're digging it in Halifax, Nova Scotia, the incredible sounds of CKDU 97.5 FM. Now, either way, this is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you for another hour of the insanity. Dr. Doc Brown is on board with you for some insanity.
Oh, yeah.
And Otto B. Schott is in the house. Give a shout out, Otto.
Shout out.
Shout out from Otto.
And little shouts out over there.
He's Otto with the red pants on.
He does. He's got the red corduroys going, man. Yeah. He's sporting the red cords here in the studio, and we got the red Christmas lights flashing. And
We got red lights in the windows.
Yeah,
like what was up with that?
And they're flashing. So, like, if you're somewhere in North Haven, Connecticut, right now, just any house that has red lights in the window, stop in, knock on the door. That's probably us.
I thought I was going to see Chesty there, you know, next to the behind the red light. You know, that's how this one time when I was in Amsterdam, I walked up to a house with red lights in the window.
What about Chesty's?
I thought it was right around Christmas time, too. I was like, oh, what a festive sight.
Chesty's behind, yes. You know, that's conversation's going to get a little blue here tonight, folks. That's okay. We have several different things going on here. You know, we run a radio show, and we run whatnot.
A brothel?
No, come on. You said, now look.
It's the Lostest Radio Empire.
The government would like to come down on us, you know, in more ways than one. And
now
you're giving them... You're giving them more fuel to the fire.
What?
And one of these days, it's all going to end in a horrible flaming hoop. All right, so here we are tonight. Now, if anybody has anything...
close last year to that.
The studio is full of people, including people that are here to see Papa Noel, who is in the studio tonight. Give a shout out. Papa Noel.
Papa Noel.
Hey,
He's over there. Ladies and gentlemen, Papa Noel in our studio tonight, he's pounding down the beers. Are you, what have you got going over there? You got something?
I had my 13th beer, and yeah. It is a New England beer that is fantastic.
He's got some of the, what is that, a New England pale ale or something you got going?
It's like ginger. Elm City.
It's an Elm City lager. Very good. Well, that's kind of action. Hey, you know, folks, if you want to get in on this action with us, it could be very exciting because we're live and you could email it right now. Go ahead there, Doc. Lay it on him.
Lost at DCQ.us. No.
See, Doc's been drinking the smart eggnogs that we have a bowl of that going.
I had this question posed to me earlier today. What exactly is a smart eggnog?
It's got a little extra kick to it, so when you drink it, it smarts.
Oh, it smarts. Yeah. Like that smarts.
It don't give you the smarts.
I was going to say.
So give me
Lost at WBCQ.us.
Correct. Say it again.
Lost at WBCQ.us.
Okay. So you get on the email. Chris in Eastern Tennessee has already emailed. He emailed in during the pre-show. We were spinning some pre-show.
He's the kind of guy where he just types L-O and it automatically just comes right up into his email. You know what I mean?
Because he contacts the show quite frequently. Right. Yeah, good old Chris has already chimed in, folks, before the show started. So you should get in on the action with us, Lost at WBCQ.us. And we're going to keep things moving for now, and we'll be back at you in just a few minutes in the Christmas action tonight for 2005.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow!
Making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Knows if you've been bad or good. So good for goodness sake.
Take it out!
Here's another package.
Where's it from?
From your boss. Wonder what it is.
It won't be much. You'd think with all his money, give out with something worthwhile.
Can you earn more money?
Oh, yes, it's all.
So this is Christmas.
Don't they know that Christmas is the holiday for the greedy?
All you kids make me sick.
Mr. Santa, bring me some toys. Bring Merry Christmas to all girls and boys. And every night I'll go to sleep singing and dream about the presents you will be bringing. Santa,
Santa,
promise me please.
Santa,
give every reindeer a hug and a squeeze.
Santa,
I'll be good as good can be. Mr. Santa, don't forget me.
Oh, Santa, Santa, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, dear old Saint Nick, be awful careful and please don't get sick. Put on your coat when breezes are blowing, and when you cross the street, look where you're going. Santa, I love you so. I hope you never get lost in the snow. Take your time when you unpack. Mr. Santa, don't hurry back. Mr. Santa, should. Made up the beds and scrubbed up our toesies. We've used a hanky when we've blown our noses, Santa. Look at our ears. They're clean as whistles. We're sharper than shears. Now we put you on the spot, Mr. Santa, Santa.
Please, please, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa, to you.
And down inside, you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Shouldn't we sing a carol or something?
The children need someone to put the spirit of giving into their little hearts without greed.
Merry Christmas.
Shouldn't we sing a carol or something?
Yes! And we don't need any help from you!
Kids in trouble. Whom do they turn to?
Jim E. Knight.
Lost Discs Radio.
Now listen, everybody. Susie's going to start a carol, and we'll all join in with her.
Oh, all right. Well, Mom and Dad said be good, so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on a wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right? Sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss. She slapped me down, said to jerk, this cold doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
All right.
I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
No reindeer had a very shiny nose. When everybody told him, Mickey the red-nosed Negro had a very shiny nose.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Happy birthday, Jesus!
We'll be right back.
It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles. One way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page two.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you to Valley Forge, Christmas 1775. You are there.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Any resemblance between this situation and present or future conflicts is purely coincidental.
It's Christmas time at last. I thought I'd get a pass, but I'm stuck at Valley Forge, behind our General George. He says we gotta fight, no matter on the right. And so we fight the war. I wonder what it's for. The general says we'll lose. We don't pay our dues. But it's hard to see the foe. We're hiding in the snow. We're losing lots of men. The court is up again. High, but so's the sky.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on. Shame on you. Shame on. Shame on you. Shame on.
Incredible sounds now.
Shame on
little Bobby Ray. Shame on
you. Yeah, it's
you.
Little Bobby Ray and rockin' Jay Bell's little town, the Lost Discs Radio Show. The original Shame Sound Records label, you know, with...
Shame on...
Oh, God.
Shame on you.
What?
Shame on...
Somebody say something else. Doc, say something.
Shame on...
Rockin' Jay Bell's there. Oh, it's been in the original 45 for you, man. Who could have known... Who could have predicted it any better than back in 1962 when they cut that record, how things would be in 2005... Well, you're digging it tonight on the
fool
Lost
me once, I,
Discs radio show.
You won't fool me again.
If you, if you flip that record over, by the way, that John Kerry's on the other side saying,
I have a plan.
I have a. I really think that I have to sit down after all of that yawning.
Before that, of course, it was Paul Revere and the Raiders, you know, at Valley Forge there, off their Paul Revere and the Raiders Christmas LP. 1968 action making the rounds tonight.
What did he say at the beginning of the song there?
Something about being at Valley Forge under their General George.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it rhymes. Not that it makes any reference to anything.
Right.
Oh, brother. And, you know, somewhere in there we heard from the Sonics. The Incredible Sounds of the Sonics. And we play that one every year, folks. Don't believe in Christmas, because the Sonics kind of had a Christmas record there at some point in their career back in 1965, if you can believe that. And, of course, in there was Dorothy Collins off the Coral Records label with Mr. Santa. Bring me some ice. For the, what? Bring me some drugs. Once again, folks, the government will be shutting us down any moment because of the snide remarks of the people in the studio that, you know, you can take it seriously if you want to, but I don't know. Dr. Doug Brown was checking in. What's shaking over there? What's going on?
Yeah, nothing much. We got some black ice out there.
What are you, the weather guy now?
Hey,
it's treacherous.
It is treacherous. We just left a banquet facility in which there was a gigantic banquet going on.
That's in quotation marks.
A
banquet.
Huge family, like
a retirement party for Betty.
Yeah, let's give out some names of the.
And we asked as we were going through there, we saw some pamphlets for our local town in the hotel, and I started laughing because I said. How weird is this? There are tourist pamphlets about this town in the local hotel. Like, I'm like, what is around here that we can go see?
Yeah, let's go.
Right, let's go see it.
We don't
know anything about this.
We don't take full advantage of living in this really small town in Connecticut.
So we ended up making a little bit of small talk, and the woman agreed with me. She's like, you know, I was thinking the exact same thing. And then we had a little survey about Otto's red pants. And she loved the red pants.
Yeah, ought to be shot sporting the red corduroys.
I said I thought they were hysterical. She said, no.
They're sassy.
No, they were sassy. Yeah.
Well, folks.
There's some kind of singles mixer.
There was a singles mixer going on next door, too, but we had to come here. So we may be heading back over there momentarily.
Well, see, please do.
Don't
let me stop you from, you know, getting some action there.
There's all that 70s music, though. That's the kind of stuff, we don't play that.
Speaking of things that are sassy, we've heard in now, of course, from J.J.J. Johnson, the Triple J Johnson guy. He's digging the internet stream tonight, you know, and also from good old good old Cosmic Debris, he's getting a good signal on the shortwave radio, he says. You know, we don't got nothing here. And Chris in Tennessee says he ain't got nothing there, right? But somehow Cosmic Debris says he's got it, and he's in Maryland, from what I know. Folks, you know, he does that Lumpy Gravy radio show on Saturday nights, 6 o'clock. That's how we kick off our weekends, our Saturday nights, every Saturday night. And 6 o'clock on 7415 megahertz, where we are right now on the shortwave radio. So Cosmic is out there, and he gives a big shout-out to Otto and Chesty and all the happy revelers that are rocking in the studio. Revelers!
Hey, how about Papa Noel?
Make some noise! Okay. And then someone else just is listening. They sent in a thing from... it's Dr. Becker. Holy crap. Hey, Dr. Becker from BCQ Becker Systems has just... emailed in and just big Merry Christmas and the whole thing and the great show and the keeping up. Boy, that's a holiday. You know what that is? That's a holiday card from management right there.
Doc, cheer.
That's as close as you and I are going to get to a bonus from WBCQ is that little email there.
That's a little holiday cheer, you know?
Hey, speaking of holiday cheer, people in the studio I know are excited about this next record. All right, y'all remember the Chipmunks, right? And the Chipmunks, they had a long... a long, crazy career, but they really first started out as a Christmas novelty act, right?
I still want a hula hoop.
The first Chipmunks record was a Christmas record back in like 1958.
You still want a flaming hoop?
You know, David Seville and a... Oh, boy.
I already got one of those.
And yeah. David Seville. Wait, Trixie, say that again.
He's hot, that David Seville.
Yeah, see? Now, that's just how desperate we are around here. Anyways, so...
Do you like it when he goes, Trixie? Trixie?
Trixie! Okay! So, yes, Trixie is here, by the way, folks, in case you didn't realize it. She's over there. She always puts her bra on the wall somewhere around 10:30, so it's coming up soon, folks. Stay tuned. Well, there was another group that sort of rivaled in the following Christmas, 1959. There was a group called the Nutty Squirrels. Okay, and the Nutty Squirrels had a huge hit called "Uh-Oh," and it's a it's kind of a jazz tune. You know, it says "Uh-oh," is all it says, and then it's the little squirrels doing it like in a high pitched kind of a chipmunk voice. And quite frankly, there should have been a damned lawsuit on these people. But what ended up happening was there was a smash hit, and then the following Christmas in 1960, the Nutty Squirrels tried to do it again, and they got a record that did not hit the charts. And this is the one that we have tonight. Folks, stand by. And I mean, really, you're going to have to be sitting down and get something really strong to drink in your hand for this. Okay? It is the Nutty Squirrels with Please Don't Take Our Tree for Christmas. Exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Come on in and join the fun.
Yes, it's Christmas time once again. You know, and one of the many sounds of Christmas is the Salvation Army Street Band.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad.
The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. Later. Like Dick?
Hey, that was good, Hoss. Mighty good singing.
Sure was, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lost Discs Radio.
You dig, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, I dig, mister.
And down inside, you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty.
Oh, poor little Jesus.
Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
Stop shouting those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I found the bread and the smoked hams and the 2 roasted turkeys and a half a dozen barrels of pickles, hominy, sauerkraut, and the like. But no candles.
Yeah.
Ben, aren't you going to help me find him?
Say, they might be in the storeroom. Come on, Abby. I'll show you where it is.
Oh, but I thought you...
No, ma'am. Paul's going to entertain the guests. Now, you ain't going to miss nothing, so come on.
Oh, that was close, Joseph. Remind me to give your brother a medal. Folks, I have a new song for you. Yep, it's called... Now, listen to this. Christmas is a-coming. I learned it in St. Joe. Now, you Grundy boys all set?
Oh, yes, sir.
Let it go, then, just like we rehearsed it.
It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. My baby came home, I asked her where she was. She grinned and said that she was out of with the whole Santa Claus. There's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah. The snow is white, so crisp and white, but there's trouble brewing tonight. 12:30, I'm a feeling low. I'm a waiting for this cat who said my baby's hot aglow. From what I hear, he's a dressing red. He's a coming down my chimney. That's what my baby said. Oh, 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 there's a trouble brewing now. Oh, 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 yeah, well, there's trouble brewing. He don't know fear, he don't dig fear, but he has a nixin' and a fixin' less, I'll disappear. Creep to my window, I'm there in the sky. I see this cat, He's a flying by. He circled my path. I think he's a goof. Cause with eight reindeer, he tried to land on my roof. Oh, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah. The snow is white, so crisp and white. But there's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight.
It was such a pretty song.
Hi, folks. This is Buster here from the One-Stop Shop and Drop Market in South Hole, reminding you that we will be your one-stop this holiday season. We got all the makings and all the trimmings you'll need to present the best feast for your family. We got croutons, breadcrumbs, olives, fitted olives, sweet and pickled gherkins, bouillon cubes, cukes, gravy master, and more. Plus, canned corn, cream corn, cranberry sauce, applesauce, sweet and sour sauce, stovetop stuffing, poppy seed muffins, fresh Kaiser rolls, sesame rolls, and an entire bakery of fresh pies, cookies, and cakes. Of course, you can count on our friendly, courteous produce experts to keep you stocked with grapefruits, Florida navels, mandarin oranges, kiwi berries, pomegranates, and other fine, fresh, domestic, and imported fruits. And yes, folks, the one-stop shop and drop market is your Christmas and Hanukkah holiday hotspot for kosher foods, meats, crackers, breads, and biscuits. Hey, kids, trimming the tree for Christmas this year? Well, come on down to the one-stop shop and drop, where we carry a full array of tinsel, garland, streamers, strings, colored and clear lights, replacement bulbs, flash cubes, women's hosiery, sparklers, candles, devotion candles, and a wide variety of balls, bulbs, and tree-top ornaments. It's all here at the One-Stop Shop and Drop Market. Let us be your one-stop this season. Stop in today. That's the One-Stop Shop and Drop Market. 492 Frederick Street, South Hole.
No, no, I want an efficient radar and a carbonation. Do you want to check with my lead rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Merry Christmas to
by walking down the road Christmas morning, I saw a reindeer with his nose all red.
Rudolph! Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers, I used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you come to God's lid?
All right. Oh, well, now then how the reindeers loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, how you go down in history.
God's lid.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
well, now then how the reindeers loved him. I asked to shout it out with glee.
I Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
You go down in history. You go down in history. You go down in history.
Yeah, can you believe the incredible sounds now of the Cadillacs making the rounds here on the Lost Discs radio show? Yes, we were spinning the original 45 RPM. I'm holding it in my hand right now. It is on the Josie Records label. Ladies and gentlemen, before that now, be careful. It was not Elvis. And it was not the guy from Bonanza either. So don't start thinking you're smart. And it was not Don Adams. It was Jack Scott.
Yeah. And it wasn't Don Adams.
See?
It was Jack Scott. You now, see, they have something in common.
Go
which
ahead.
Is why you might have thought it was them.
Go ahead.
You see, Don Adams has two first names.
Right.
Like his last name is also could be a first name.
Right.
See, Jack Scott.
See, you don't understand. Like since like our very first show on the Lost Disc Radio show, way back like 5 years ago, Doc has been sort of mildly obsessed with the idea that there are artists that we play on the show that have two first names.
For some reason, I don't know if it's the way my brain is wired or not. I don't know. Like I don't remember anything about anything.
Right.
But yet, for some reason, every time you say a name that a guy has a first name and a last name that could be first names, it just like it rings a bell, like a bell goes off in my head.
It rings a bell.
Like it rings, I'm like,
yeah, the thing is, it rings a cowbell.
We're
going to need some more cowbell.
Remember in the studio we had my good friend a couple weeks ago whose name was Kristen Frank, which is a whole new level. A girl with a guy's last name. Like her last name is Frank and her first name is Kristen.
You see what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? Mildly obsessed. Okay.
Right.
And I don't even notice it so much. And then like I was just sitting around and everyone's listening to that song. You know, there's Trouble Brewing, you know, and everyone's like, wait, now is that's not the guy from Ponderosa or it kind of sounds like Elvis. I'm like, no, man, that's Jack Scott. Out of the, and that was actually out of the 60s.
And right when he said Jack Scott.
As soon as he said it.
Yeah, the bells went off, and I was like, Jack Scott.
And I was like, oh, that's right, two first names.
Another
one. Very good, Doc. Okay. Off the Groove Records label tonight, and before that, ladies and gentlemen, now, Doc, you'll appreciate this.
Oh, yeah.
You were asking whether or not we were listening to some Rod McEwen tonight, because before that, we were digging like a Beat Poet version of The Night Before Christmas, a thing called Yulesville. Okay. Now, we're spinning the 45 on this. It's on the Warner Brothers label. Okay, this is out of 1959. You know who that really was? It was Ed Kooky Burns. You know, Kooky Kooky, lend me your comb?
Oh, wow.
You know that? That's the guy, Kooky.
Which is mentioned in Rod McEwen, The Mummy.
Which is mentioned in that Rod McEwen record about the mummy when he said,
right.
I'm a mummy and I want to get a copy of Kooky Kooky, lend me your comb. Can you get it for me? I'm a mummy. And then he's like, you're a mother. No, I'm a mummy. You mean you're a mother. You know, one of those.
Right.
So that the whole thing.
Not to be confused with the Super Bowl thing when he goes, you must be talking about somebody else, some other mother.
Yeah, yeah. I believe I saw your delightful mother selling lingerie at Macy's.
Yeah. You must be talking about some other mother.
Okay. And so, Ed Kooky Burns was the star, and it says right here on the label, star of 77 Sunset Strip. Right? So he was trying to have a career there, folks. So quit making fun of him. And before that, we kicked off that set with the Nutty Squirrels. And, you know, come on. Don't do it. Don't take the tree. You know, you only need a tree for the holidays. They need one for all year, man. You conservationists are right. You should just get on board with somebody who's an activist or something and save those squirrels. Damn trees. Well, you know, it would be the Christian thing to do. You see the irony there? You see? And there's irony there. Yeah, think about it. Okay, don't think about it. All right. Now, anyways, what are we going to do now? Something. We got to do something really quick, Doc.
Oh, how about the newest challenge?
Is there a new challenge?
Yeah, there is a new challenge.
Come on.
Yeah. A nudist challenge.
Oh, there's a nudist challenge.
Trixie, Jesty, relax. We got to wait till this summer for the nudist challenge.
Okay.
It's the middle of the winter.
All right, Doc, what do you got? What do you got cooking?
We came up with a concept or an idea for somebody to send us like in a CD of outtakes. Like we've been getting some good ones.
We got a good CD from JJ Johnson last week in the PO box, folks.
Right. And
John Johnson?
No, it's J. Johnson. JJ Johnson III. Anyway, keep talking.
Which is why I asked if it was J period, then like his middle name was John and Johnson the third. It got into a really weird space.
Hey, running short on time, gentlemen.
Yeah, so anyway, this is a direct challenge out to J Johnson. Direct challenge out to J Johnson.
Hey, listen up, J.
Direct challenge.
Go.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. Go. It's go time.
All right.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. I want your best. I want everything that you can get. Every little snippet, every little thing. and right. guarantee you we'll play them on the show.
All right. You want him to send us a CD of, like, little drops, little quotes and stuff from the movie.
You know, for example, it wasn't my idea to move to California, whatever the guy said. You know, things
right.
like that.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm talking
That's
about,
we,
Jay.
All right. We know.
I'm not the one who wanted to move to California.
I said it before and I'll say it again.
I'll say it before right. and I'll say it again. And is he kidding? Right.
Sailing right out there.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We'll do it. We'll do it. Okay. So,
you
folks,
know what? Anybody else who's listening, you see if you can do it too, because this would be a challenge.
This would be great.
This video challenge.
This would be great. And then you can send it, folks, to our retro P.O. Box. And it goes like this. It's Lost Discs Radio, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA. That's P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And, folks, we're going to keep it moving, and we'll be back to shout out at you here right before the end of the hour here exclusively tonight over WBCQ The Planet.
And how old are you?
32.
Never.
I am.
Get away.
I am.
Well, what prize have you got your eyes on?
I have.
Ooh. Well, you've just won a trip to Denver and five others.
Oh, thank you.
And also, wait for it, you have been elected as independent candidate for Paddington.
Oh.
So go for yourself.
Get Wunderlust for your trousers. Get Wunderlust for your hair.
The Salvation Army Street Band.
Can't you hear it? Everywhere that Christmas spirit. Everybody run around, all over town, buying out every shop around. Get yourself in line, buy a big ball of twine, or anything you get your hands on. Don't care what you give, just gotta get a gift, don't know what you're giving it for. The only thing that counts is a brand and amount, that it comes from an expensive store. It's in the air, can't you hear it? It's everywhere. Christmas spirit. Rush home with a tree half withered, half green, and strangle it to death with tinsel. Pay $1.98 for a 10-cent wreath. Hang it on your door to make it look useful. Ma's in the kitchen making apple pies to feed to the relatives with all their lies and their welcome. It's in the air. Can't you hear it? Everywhere, that Christmas spirit. Gotta take the children down to see the fat clown who pretends to be what he ain't. He's a dime store commercialized manufactured product directly in the center from a saint. You set him on his knee and teach him to bleed. You have all your last year's savings. Their time of year, so fill it with cheer and satisfy all their cravings. It's in the air, can't you hear it? It's everywhere, that Christmas spirit. When the big day arrives in a mansion that dies, everyone is having a fiasco. It only comes once a year, spread a cheer. Most of that cheer comes from a bottle. Outside on the street, I asked the first man I meet, whose birthday you think it is today? He stopped dead, scratched his head, looked puzzled, then he said,
I'm not sure, but I think it's one of our presidents. Ain't it?
In the air, can't you hear it? It's everywhere, that Christmas spirit.
Lost Discs Radio.
You don't realize how wrong this really is.
Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
Do you hear me? Dirty.
Another hour of music.
The Salvation Army Street Band!
Thank you.
bell, a jingle, 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 jingle bell. Now jingle bell, jingle bell, a jingle, 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 jingle.
Yeah, 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 man. The incredible blues action now of Freddie King. Sure enough. Once again, spinning off the 45 there, the Federal Records label. He's hearing Jingle Bells, you know, because right before that tonight, we was spinning the Blues Magoos, and they were doing their version of Jingle Bells.
Who's
that?
Papa Noel.
Hey, who is that, man?
Is that Papa Noel?
Let's go check it out, Doc. Go over there and check that out, would you?
Where's Papa Noel?
Papa Noel says Merry Christmas to everybody in the USA, especially from a guy from Catasauqua, PA.
Woo-hoo! Hey, does there's a lady over there that's been waiting in line all night to speak with you. Does she have a Christmas wish tonight for the show?
Fantasy Island.
Oh,
well. Fantasy Island.
What's your fantasy for the new year, ma'am?
Let's see, the Chippendales, surrounded by the Chippendales. Very, very attractive Chippendales.
All right.
Guy in red corduroys?
Oh! Ought to be shocked.
Well, now, that is a good question. Because red is yes. Very attractive.
Well, see, ladies and gentlemen, Ought to Be Shot is offering up his...
Well, I really want something else here to say.
Oh, go ahead.
He wants those Nittany Lions to win the... game in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, man.
Well, what does that have to do with the Chippendales?
No, it's all right. I just...
Not much.
I just want to say that... You know,
and a guy in red hair.
Ought to Be Shot has offered up his red corduroys tonight.
Corduroys.
To make the scene happen.
No,
oh,
way.
My God. Ladies
you have to see these pants.
Ladies and gentlemen. Folks, you've been digging... I think. The Lost Discs radio show tonight live over WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, USA on 7.415 megahertz and 5.110 megahertz shortwave radio. That's WBCQ, the planet. Monticello, Maine, USA. This is Jimmy Knight here and closing out for another insanity-packed edition. Another Xmas edition. And we tried to put the X back in Xmas for you. As we do at least once a year. You know what I'm saying? And I think we proved it right there at the end of the show.
So until next year with Papa Noel.
So until next year.
And Mama Noel.
You know, make your lists and check them twice. And we'll be back close to New Year's with a little year in review wrap-up kind of show, folks. And you can dig us always on the Shorewave Radio or on the internet. Go to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. But just spell the word discs with a C. And we'll catch you next time on Lost Disc Radio Show. Good night.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.